Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hello, it's Mark Sorrell with the Plan Vision Podcast. I wanted to talk about in this session how I see what is a successful plan. And I'm referring somewhat specifically to the graph that we have, the cash flow report. It's a forward projecting graph in the models that we do with our clients, and it presents how much money somebody has to live off of in their future. And so I want to talk about what might be a successful plan. Now, just focusing on somebody's money in many of these plans is not relevant. There could be other plans where people have big pensions or they have annuity income or some form of rental income where the graph itself is less important because of all that guaranteed income. But I want to talk about that graph and how I see a successful plan. And of course, there's our opinion, what we see based upon our experience and working with our clients, but it may very well be different from our clients. Now, what I mean by that is that some people could look at a graph of their money and see it go down. The graph is a movement in left or right of your money over time, maybe 30, 35, 25, 40 years, something like that. And they may see that the value of their money in the graph is going down by, during that period of time, 10%, maybe 25%. And they may think that that's a bad plan, that it needs to be improved. Someone else might look at that exact same graph and think it's a great plan. The first person sees the worst possible outcome and feels the plan will not work. The second person sees a plan that's pretty darn good. They're fine with that. They're not concerned. They're going to run out of money, even if they spend it down a little bit. You mean I can die? They look at, sometimes all of clients look at that graph and say, you mean I can die with this amount of money? Spend it down a little bit? That's great. Of course, to expand on this a little bit further, when you look at a graph in a model and you're doing modeling, there are factors which will have a big impact on the quality of the plan, the age of the person in the model and the relative dollar amounts. An 80-year-old with a spend down, well, that's far less precarious than a 55-year-old just because there's far less time in the model. Or another way, as I mentioned, is looking at the relative dollar amounts. Let's say you've got a plan that starts in retirement with a value of $800,000, and at the end of the spend down, it's $400,000. That might be getting a little bit dicey, a little more precarious than a plan that starts at $5 million but has a spend down to $3.5 million, right? There's just so much more left in that model. But just from the perspective of looking at the graph itself, the idea of a spend down can definitely be a successful plan. I think it's fine to spend the money down by 25% to 50%. And you think about it, I mean, you save the money, you're living off of it. This is when you wanted some freedom, some flexibility in your life. You're older now. It's okay to spend that down a little bit. And we use conservative assumptions with our clients. They know that. Another consideration when you look at many of these graphs is that we know, and most people would agree, even with inflation, people still tend to spend less money as they age. And in many people's plans, they still have a home or maybe a couple properties that act as a backup in their model too. Now, an important tool that you can use if you're trying to figure out if you have a successful plan or how to make it successful, even if your plan has a spend down, if you want to make it more successful, is to get serious about understanding your expenses. Have a good idea of what you're going to spend. Now, of course, unexpected events are going to happen that can cost you money. You can expect that, even though they're unexpected. You can expect that there will be things like this that will happen. But having a good idea on a year-to-year basis of what you'll spend, if you have a spend down, helps your plan, from my viewpoint, become a more successful plan. Now, another way that I look at a plan is how somebody feels about their money. And this simply comes across when you're doing a review with somebody about their future and their finances. Now, if they're ready to enjoy themselves and live a fulfilled life, whatever dollar value that represents, small or large, that is definitely a successful plan. And this one's important, right? I feel happy for those people. They're at this place in their life where they feel comfortable with the amount that they have. And then it's going to give them fulfillment and satisfaction. And I feel a bit sad for those that aren't there, even though they might have a lot of money, more money than they need. Finding purpose and or satisfaction, or at least continuing to pursue it, I think can have a big impact on whether or not a plan is successful. So in summary, when I'm looking at the graphs with clients, the ones that go up and to the right, those graphs that go up and to the right, well, those are, or at least should be, successful plans. There's virtually no chance of outliving the funds. But a downward sloping plan can be a successful and excellent plan as well.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.